news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Welcome to Disinformation in the USA. Donald Trump and his sycophantic cronies in his administration are doing their best to stop Americans from worrying about the increasing threat from the coronavirus, saying things like this.
There's no reason to be panicked about. We have it so well under control. I mean, we really have done a very good job.
But the president isn't doing much to assuage fears. In fact, he's doing the opposite. Instead of giving the spotlight to experts, Trump has taken it upon himself to talk about the virus outbreak and cast doubt on the judgment of U.S. government scientists that there will be an outbreak of some magnitude in the U.S. Trump contradicted members of his infectious disease team. On Thursday, he spent valuable time in the Oval Office meeting with a pair of actors who were starring in a play about former FBI agents Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and another meeting with Fox flunkies Diamond and Silk. Mike Pence chaired a meeting of Trump's coronavirus task force on Thursday, one day after being given the assignment, and he seemed more concerned about muzzling the experts than informing the public. Obviously an attempt at preventing conflicting statements. As happened Thursday evening when the president said that the virus could get worse or could get better, but that nobody knows. Contradicting Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the country's leading experts on viruses and the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. At Pence's meeting on Thursday, Dr. Fauci described the seriousness of the public health threat facing Americans, saying that, quote, "This virus has adapted extremely well to human species," and noting that it appeared to have a higher mortality rate than influenza, saying, quote, "We are dealing with a serious virus." Dr. Fauci then told associates that the White House had instructed him not to say anything else without prior clearance. Mike Pence then went on Sean Hannity's Fox television show, where he again lied to the American people, contradicting information from federal researchers and public health specialists. Instead, Pence said, quote, "The risk of the spread of the coronavirus in the United States of America remains low." That's according to all of our experts. Despite Trump's assurances that he's doing a great job, the truth is that the administration's actions have likely helped the virus spread throughout the country. A whistleblower came forward to file a complaint saying that the Department of Health and Human Services improperly deployed more than a dozen workers without proper virus prevention training or gear to receive the first Americans evacuated from Wuhan, China after the coronavirus outbreak started there. The whistleblower said she's been pressured to move to a new job since reporting the matter to others in the department, including people in Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar's office. The whistleblower's complaint reportedly was filed with the Office of the Special Counsel, an independent federal watchdog, on Wednesday. And that brings us to Wall Street, which took its sharpest plunge in an already terrible week on Thursday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling by 1,190 points, or 4.4%. The S&P 500 also dropped by 4.4%, capping its fastest dive ever from a record high into a 10% plus correction. The NASDAQ also fell by 4.6%. All three of the main U.S. indexes posted their biggest single-day point drops ever. The losses brought Wall Street's six-day decline to more than 10% as news of the increasingly rapid spread of the virus outside China, where the outbreak started, fueled uncertainty about how bad the crisis would get. And sure enough, Friday morning, stocks opened with steep losses, the Dow falling more than 700 points at the opening. And as of 10:30, an hour later, the Dow is down 936. Former federal officials and public health experts argue that an effective response to an epidemiological crisis demands sustained planning and investment. While the administration's response to the coronavirus has been criticized in recent weeks as slow and disjointed, people in and outside the White House have warned for years that the nation is ill-prepared for a dangerous pandemic. As for Donald Trump, at his press conference on Wednesday, he was asked about his administration's gutting of the Centers for Disease Control, and his answer was astounding.
"I have consistently called for enormous cuts to the CDC, the NIH, and the WHO. You've talked a lot today about how these professionals are excellent hypocritical and necessary. Does this experience at all give you pause about those?
No, because we can get money and we can increase staff. We know all the people. We know all the good people. It was a question I asked the doctors before. Some of the people we cut, they haven't been used for many, many years. And if we have a need, and we can get them very quickly.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. Meanwhile, California public health officials are monitoring more than 8,000 people for the coronavirus in the state, and 33 patients have already tested positive, according to Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday. The best advice to stay safe, wash your hands regularly, and keep them away from your face. I got the news. And that's a special coronavirus edition of What's News. I'm Nicole Sandler. But be warned, this is rapidly changing. So your best bet for the latest and most complete information is the Centers for Disease Control website at cdc.gov. And keep washing those hands.